This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, along with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship radio stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, along with FM 93.7. I'll get it out in a minute. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there doing the job. Coast to coast, border to border. And our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers out there getting the job done as well. Thanks so very much for getting the packages and the letters through. And you can also say thank you to our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go, because everybody needs to have go juice to get to where they need to go to. And let's not forget the Amazon warehouse people and the Amazon drivers as well, doing the same thing out there, delivering packages and parcels and even truckload shipments. Now, you've got the opportunity to follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We are on Gab. We're on Parler. And we're on Getter and Truth Social and Twitter as Captain's America, all lowercase, Captain's America. And don't forget our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of the things we have to offer over there, and you can save some money with a lot of different things that are there, number one. And number two, you can also get our podcast over there, and we stream live during the daytime. Right after this program, we start streaming this show that we've just done after the program, so you'll be able to hear it over there, and that's even better to get in the podcast. It comes in true stereo over there. So let's get on over here to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and good morning, Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yes, the multitudes of people are standing on the porch in the 70-degree weather, just horribly cheering you because the weather is so nice out there that they can't stand it. Remember, yep, they had a week of miserable stuff, remember?
That's right.
So yes, they're taking advantage of it. You bet they are. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we emphasize those two words that are in there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian beliefs and practices. Now, I promised to mention about the four chaplains. Today is what some people are calling the Four Chaplains Day. And these chaplains were all with the British military forces. And on this day, the USS Dorchester sank off the coast of England. And these chaplains sprung into duty right off the bat, not having everything they needed to have to go out and try to rescue as many people from the downed ship that was sinking as they could. And in the process, all four lost their lives.
Yeah, that is an incredible story of bravery, heroism, and dedication. Captain, we're talking about chaplains here, of course, in the scripture. Jesus says, greater love hath no man than that he lay down his life for his friends. And so these chaplains went out to try to save as many people as they could. This Dorchester, by the way, the Dorchester ship was a converted civilian liner converted to military use as a transport during the war and could carry a little more than 900 military passengers and crew, we understand.
Well, this was loaded with United States military personnel, and it was also referred to as the second worst sea disaster of World War II.
Yes, that's exactly it, and all happening on February the 3rd, 1943.
Yep, and to find out more about it, you can Google that. I am going to mention more about it during our military and news segment to honor these brave, brave, brave chaplains who put their lives and the lives of the others around them above and beyond the call of duty and wound up paying for it as a result. But this is what happens, and these men, again, true heroes.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. True heroes. Okay, now, very quickly, I'm going to tease this because we're going to come back with this when we come back. 59% of the voters agree with Representative James Comer from Kentucky, his claim that the Bidens have been influence peddling for at least a decade, and he's got some proof to back that up. We're going to tell you what that is, and I have no doubt in my mind that when you hear this, you're going to agree with it, because you can't not agree with it. It's there. It's right in your face stuff, right?
Yes, exactly.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and yours truly, on a Friday morning. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. We welcome everybody that wants to do that to go over to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page and follow the page, like it or follow it, whatever you want to do. And find out what it is that we're up to. And by the way, we had a great day yesterday down there at Mixon's Riverside Cafe with our regulars and some new people as well in Bradenton. We're there the first Thursday of every month, and we look forward to going down there again next month. And we will be down there in a couple of weeks with the Sarasota Gun Show on the weekend, so we'll see a lot of those same people and more at the Sarasota Gun Show down there at Robarts Arena in a couple of weeks. Now, want to remind everybody that this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Somebody said something to me yesterday about the fact that they ordered something at MyPillow.com and they weren't able to get their money back in the sending other and all that sort of stuff. And they were told some sort of nonsense. And I have experienced literally hundreds of phone calls from people telling me how great they've been treated. And thank you very much for telling him about MyPillow. So I have no idea what this person was talking about, and I don't think the person that told him what was going on knew what they were talking about either, because if you got a problem, they'll take care of it. And I've only had to intervene in one case that I can remember to help somebody get their credit back because they were missing a piece of information of some sort, whatever it was. And I did go out of my way to help them, and they got taken care of, and I took care of that. But Mike Lindell is a man of his word. And he is a Christian. He is a born-again Christian. Runs a Christian company. But the best thing I can tell you about him is if you go to the website, MyPillow.com, and you take a look at the Radio Listener Specials page that's there, open that door, go in that page, use the promo code CAPTAIN because you need a promo code to get in there and look at all the different products.
you'll see the brand new line of pills. It's called MyPillow 2.0. You'll see the brand new line of pillows in there. These pillows are something to talk about. They are even better and do more than the original ones that he had. Though the original ones are darn good. Don't misunderstand me. They keep you cool like they say they're going to, but these do an even better job. And they come in different sizes. You just tell them what you want. You buy one, you get one. It's the BOGO on MyPillow. So go to the MyPillow.com website. Go to that Radio Listener Specials page. Click on that. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. And remember, if you want to call them, you can do that too. 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459 is the number to call. Give them a call and speak to a live person. Okay, back to Jeff. Jeff. I got Jeff on the mind because Jeff sent me a message. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Jeff did send me a message here. We haven't seen the duck yet, have we?
We have not yet seen the duck. I'm checking for the duck right now. I don't see the duck.
That's because we haven't said anything to warrant the duck.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to keep it that way. How's that?
That's right.
All right, and we appreciate Jeff. Jeff was there. And we appreciate everybody that showed up yesterday over at Mixon's. Now, U.S. likely voters largely agree that the family of President Joe Biden has been influence peddling for over a decade. Now, last October, Representative James Comer, Republican of Kentucky, made the claim in an interview with Fox News about the Biden crime family. He says, look at the facts with Hunter Biden and Jim Biden, the entire Biden crime family, as they would call it. They've been influence peddling for over a decade. And this was said in the 1990s.
Well, right. And James Comer, we understand, I think, is also talking about the idea that Biden's the chairman of the board of a family business,
yep.
Basically. And this, of course, involves leveraging political power and this kind of stuff. And so, you know, when we look at Hunter Biden and the kind of jobs that he got and then, you know, these reports about the big guy and all the money. And my goodness, Captain, if we could get a job that paid, you know, $50,000 or $80,000 a month, that's a pretty good gig if you can get it. One of the big questions is, why would Hunter Biden get such jobs if not because his father at the time was vice president, or there could be get closer to power? And certainly as president, his father has unbelievable influence. So, you know, if anything, you want to say, well, there's nothing to find here. There's no there. But the Bidens certainly act as though there is.
Now, did you hear this one? Because while speaking at a Democratic National Committee fundraiser in New York City this week, President Joe Biden falsely claimed, and I mean this is so false it's liar, liar, pants on fire. He falsely claimed that his administration had cut the federal debt by $1.7 trillion during his first 2 years in office.
Yeah, well, why stop there? Why stop there? Why not just say we cut it by $3 trillion? What's the difference? I think they say these things, Captain, just for effect, just because they know that some people are going to see that on social media or it's going to filter down somewhere and they'll think, oh, no, Joe Biden, he's cutting the deficit. The Republicans, they want a sky-high deficit. You know, it's just messaging.
Yeah, it's messaging, but we're going to straighten the record out here if we can. If people will listen, we'll straighten it out right now because of what I'm going to tell them. Now, during his first 2 years in office, in fact, Mr. Biden, from January 30th, 2021 through January 20th, 2023, the federal debt increased under his watch by approximately $3.7 trillion.
Wow. Well, don't doubt it. the Democrats love to spend.
Now, the 2 years since we've been in power, we reduced the national debt, he said. So far, it's $1.7 trillion in 2 years. The debt is $1.7 trillion. Now, Biden also said, according to the transcript that we got here, he said, and we still grew the economy. But we did it because we paid for everything, and we grew the economy at the same time. That's just not true.
No, it's just diametrically opposed philosophies of how do you grow the economy. Do you create opportunity and let people and jobs and business, especially small business, grow the economy? Or do you put a bunch of money out there? And to a great degree, too, Captain, when you have all this money coming out of the federal government, whether it's stimulus or checks to people or what have you, that also in and of itself helps to create inflation because you have so much more money out in the system because you made it up out of thin air.
Yeah, exactly. And they did make this out of thin air because, well, from the day that Biden was inaugurated, the debt was some $27.751 trillion, according to the official numbers posted online by the U.S. Treasury. Now, on January the 20th, 2023, 2 years into Biden's presidency, the debt was $31.45 trillion, according to the Treasury. And that's a direct result of adding some, $3.8 trillion to the debt.
Well, exactly right. And the debt numbers are so outlandish and so far out that that we can't even get a radar fix on them. But I think, Captain, what people see is the practical consequences of these things. Can I get a job? Can I get a good-paying job? Can I buy things? Can I buy a house, a car? What's happening to interest rates? Why can't I go and do things to really follow the American dream? What is the Biden administration or the Democrats up to? And that's what I think happens on Main Street.
Want an answer?
Sure.
No, yes. No, no, no. Yes. No, no. That's the answer.
And a maybe.
Yeah. And a maybe.
Well, exactly. But this is what people see in their everyday lives. It goes from, you hear about, in some of your circle of friends, somebody had a hard time. You say, oh, that's really too bad. Then it gets closer. Then it gets closer. Then it gets closer. Then it gets to you, right? And then everybody knows that something has gone wrong in the economy. And that's where people really start to figure out, hey, something's happening with this administration.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a break. Bottom of the hour, station's going to get a chance to identify themselves. Kyle's going to go on hold, and I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. American Western officials say nearly 200,000 Russian troops have been killed or injured as the war in Ukraine approaches 1 year. The New York Times reported on Thursday that senior U.S. officials and Western diplomats said the number of Russian casualties is nearly double the 100,000 figure given in November. Russian troops began invading Ukraine on February 24th last year. Former President Trump is one of his first challengers in the race for the GOP's 2024 presidential nomination. Former Cranston, Rhode Island Mayor Steve Laffey entered the field on Thursday. In a video announcement, Laffey said he's running because our country needs to directly confront its problems. He also seemingly took aim at Trump by saying, "We don't need just a businessman." The GOP field is expected to take shape over the coming weeks. Trump's former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, is widely expected to announce her candidacy on February 15th. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and WoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You bet they are, and I go to Advanced Wound and Podiatry, and they've done a great job with me, gotten me back to where I can walk again without being in intense pain. Plus, of course, the relief factors helped me too. And by the way, they said, their words not mine, when I told them I was taking a relief factor, they said, keep taking it, it works. So they know about it, they recommend it to their patients. So, Advanced Wound and Podiatry, they're in St. Petersburg, and I hope if you're in need that you go over there and check them out. Okay, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We have a real problem in Washington. I believe it's called arrogance because of the permanent bureaucracy we have going. I'll explain. You ready?
Yep.
It's really hard to unite Senate Democrats and Republicans these days. But Biden's National Intelligence Director, Avril Haines, has managed to do just that. Now, she's refused to show members of the Senate investigative committee copies of the classified documents discovered in Donald Trump's and Joe Biden's possession. Her excuse? The special counsel investigations of both.
Well, that may be an argument that she can make, but I don't know, Captain, that a special counsel investigation somehow trumps the notion that the Congress has oversight of the government of the United States and these different and the different entities thereof. It doesn't make any sense. It sounds like a stonewall tactic to me.
Well, it is a stonewall, because what nonsense all of this is. As the Democrat Mark Warner pointed out, the Senate Intelligence Agency was regularly briefed, even as a special counsel investigated Donald Trump for his supposed collusion with the Russians. Remember all that?
Well, of course, yeah. The special counsel is there to be able to do a job that, in many respects, you know, the DOJ could do, but it's going to take so much resources. Also, there are these other, ramifications and considerations. So the special counsel is actually a good way to go in this case, and even in that case as well. But, yes, it just doesn't negate the fact that elected officials have oversight and have responsibility and have clearance. This is why they're elected. They're the ones who actually have the trust of the American people by virtue of being elected.
Well, that's true, because at this point, I think it's fair to say that with many Americans doubtful about its integrity and motives, the intelligence bureaucracy, which would be wise to choose transparency right now to climb out of the deep hole that they're in, instead of its raising bipartisanship suspicions.
Well, sure. I mean, this is only going to come back to haunt them. This is almost exactly the same kind of thing, at least mentality-wise, of Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House press briefing room just referring all questions about documents to the White House counsel. It's been shown quite clearly that that's not even a legit way of going about that, because the president is the president. The White House counsel doesn't represent Joe Biden, the person. They represent Joe Biden, the president.
Well, we have a real problem when unelected, unaccountable officials feel so invincible that they can treat the people's representatives so dismissively, because in just one more sign that it's time for fundamental reform of America, their intelligence service is standing out like a sore thumb.
Well, the politicalization or the weaponization of the intelligence operatives or its mission or the functionality of it only can hurt us. Because, you know, Captain, we hearken back now to those, whatever those balloons are from China. I mean, they're not there just to try to say hello to the American people or something like that. We actually have other countries, big players like China, who don't really mean us all the best. And so if we ruin things here in our country in terms of how we can function, how we gather intelligence, and how it gets disseminated, and how we act on it, we're in for a world of hurt.
I couldn't agree with you more on that one, my friend. Couldn't agree with you more. All right. Now, Donald Trump has a plan to fight this gender insanity. Want to hear it?
Sure.
First of all, Donald Trump announced his 2024 plan to stop the chemical, physical, and emotional mutilation of our youth through his new Project Children from left-wing gender insanity plan. Now, it's primarily focused on eliminating his gender-affirming care practices, including giving kids puberty blockers, hormone injections, and gender assignment surgeries.
Yeah, what is going on, certainly, these aren't adults making these decisions, right?
Right.
And so we keep minor children from making all kinds of decisions and not being able to drive a car or be able to enter into a contract or all kinds of things that because they're not adults. They're too young to make life-changing decisions on their own. And that's called parenting, last time I checked.
Yes, it is. Last time you checked and you were right.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Now, Trump vowed to sign an executive order for all federal agencies to stop promoting concepts of sex or gender transitions at any age. The legislative plan includes working with Congress to defund sex change procedures for all children and to make child sexual mutilation illegal in all states and pass a bill recognizing male and female as the only two genders.
Well, yeah, that's very, very interesting. It's interesting because, Captain, in the world of woke, it's you can almost immediately see what the reaction will be from many in the media, many in the entertainment business, many in the left side of the aisle. It just is going to go crazy. And unfortunately, it's not even about helping, quote, helping people or helping people do whatever. It's all, to me, it just all kind of comes back to the idea that it's about power. It's about crumbling the system or so hobbling the system that it just can't function anymore because none of this makes any sense.
Well, regarding education, Trump claims that any school which promotes gender insanity will be faced with civil rights violations and loss of funding. He also vows to promote positive education about the nuclear family and traditional gender roles.
Very interesting, right? Well, it's as if, you know, a lot of this stuff not all that long ago would have been the standard of the day. Yeah.
All right, let me go to the phone line real quick. Is that you, Ian?
Yeah, I got something to say. I mean, I'm agreeing with everything you're
saying. You got a short time, but go ahead.
Why do you guys keep saying gender and using the left language? There's no such thing. It's sex. Male and female sex. Gender is in literature and writing. You guys need to stop using the leftist language. You're playing on their field and you don't even realize
it. Well, we're reading a news story. There's a big difference. I didn't write it. I'm reading it verbatim so nobody can say I made anything up.
I didn't say you made it up.
No, but there's people that do. There's people that do.
The writers of that, this gender thing was introduced around 1979.
Right.
That has to do with writing. It's sex. God made male and female.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sex, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is leftist language, and you guys are buying right into it inadvertently.
Well,
I'm not saying you made it up.
No, we're not.
Thanks.
We're not, but thank you. No, we're not. We're reading it verbatim the way that it is, because if I don't, then somebody will say that I've made something up, and I'm not going to do that with a subject that's that important. What do you think, Kyle?
Well, I think generally speaking, we're hearing about the, quote, different genders. I think most people would equate the term gender with male or female sex.
Yeah, the Democrats want to recognize four different types of genders. There's a bill in Congress right now to make it two, male and female, period. So we'll see how that works. All right, don't go anywhere. Coming back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report. A lot more coming your way. We shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice, it's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
are those masked men?
Oh, that's the Stones.
And who's playing with them?
I don't know who's the, if they have a guest playing.
AC/DC's lead guitarist, plus they're playing with the other band. They're all there together.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
That is really neat. But that's a really rootsy sort of bluesy song. That's really the foundation of who the Stones were to begin with. So that's why he's so
well,
good.
That goes back to their roots. And of course, you know, AC/DC's playing something a little different, but all that lead guitar playing you were hearing was coming from the lead guitarist for AC/DC, so there you go. All right, well, we got cold weather coming to the Northeast, but in the meantime, what's going on in California?
Well, Captain, we continue with a winter storm watch. This is going to be up in Northern California and heading on down through Oakhurst, for example, and down towards Lone Pine in that area. Looks like it might be a little bit on the other side of the mountains there from Lone Pine, but that's the part of the state where it's reaching into. And we've also, of course, we've got some weather that we're looking out for in western Nevada as you come out of I-80 out of Reno. You get a winter storm that's expected to bring some impacts to that whole region starting Saturday night, so do get ready for that. There's also going to be some gusting wind as well, so if you're going to be trucking through that area with a high-profile vehicle, please do be careful there. Also, we're looking at some high wind warnings around Cheyenne, Wyoming, up through Laramie as you head up I-80, heading towards Rawlins, so be aware of that. Also, high wind watch, this is going to be along I-94 I-90. This is going to be coming out of Bozeman as you head to the east and as you head towards Big Timber. High wind watch there as well. Not a whole lot of rain or anything on the radar map, except we are expecting some rain in Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon, and also San Francisco, California as we head into Friday. So be careful out there.
Well, if you want to see cold weather, folks, go north. Go north. Yep, North Dakota, South Dakota. By the way, Nebraska, we got some fog down there coming out of Colorado on I-76. We've also got some fog in Kansas, north-south over on, looks like U.S. 75, running up towards the Colorado line. And a little bit of it's going up into Nebraska as we speak. Now, Minnesota is just colder, colder, colder than cold could be. Same way with Iowa, same way with Wisconsin, same way with the northern part of Illinois, same way with all of the Upper Peninsula tonight of Michigan, all the way across over into the lower part of Michigan. Detroit, we told you the wind chill factor there was approaching 20 degrees below zero. That's not what the actual temperature is, but it's cold enough for me. I don't need to know what the actual temperature is when I hear the wind chill factor of 20 below zero. You do have some lake effect snow, Kyle, starting to kick in. I knew it. Right around Erie, Pennsylvania, you got some snow that's kicking in there, and it looks like as if it's starting in from Buffalo east over towards Pulaski and Fulton. And Sandy Pond over in there. So be advised, and it's probably going to angle around a little bit more. You've got bitter cold temperatures in upstate New York tonight. That weather's going to find its way down to where Chris Markowski lives in Long Island. So we're going to check in with him when he calls in to find out what the weather's like there. How about that?
Very cool.
An actual cold man in the street report. And then we've got a storm coming across the panhandle of Florida. It's over around Tallahassee right now. It is reaching towards the east. It looks like as if it extends out into the Gulf. It looks like as if we're going to get something here in the form of rain and some wind. Might be some action in that coming up. Not sure yet, but that's what it looks like. So that's what we got. So Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J truck stops.
Well, folks, don't forget, you want to go to pilotflyingj.com and use their very easy-to-use locations function to find the nearest location to you as you travel across the highways and byways of the land. You know, they are the largest operator of truck stops and travel centers in the United States, so you definitely want to check them out. Pilotflyingj.com. Learn how you can start saving using the My Rewards Plus app. Get 2 free drinks every week and special offers as well. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And how do we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com. www.thecaptainsamerica30watch.com.
Okay, and we'll definitely do that. Thank you very much. We will talk to you tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. So have yourself a great day, my friend.
Thanks, you too. Looking forward to it.
All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and don't forget to check him out. Find out more about him. Okay, let's go to the telephone lines, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us. Well, ding dong, the witch is dead, the witch is dead, the witch is dead, or something like that, right?
Well, she is off the Foreign Affairs Committee. She can be on any other committee except the Intelligence Committee and the Foreign Affairs Committee.
Well, maybe they'll put her in the basement and put her on the janitor committee with the other group.
Okay.
I don't know what they suck them on, but those guys didn't get any cushy, Swalwell and Schiff, they didn't get any cushy jobs. So whatever it is they got, it's amazing. But did you see AOC the way she acted?
I did.
What a dope. What a dope.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yep, it's a go-to thing, you know. It's about racism, women of color, and blah blah blah.
Well, I seem to miss something when AOC stands up there and calls herself a woman of color when she's a Puerto Rican.
Well, I mean, she was saying that about Ilhan Omar.
Yeah, but she also referred to herself. Yeah, in the previous tense when she
Ilhan Omar, she got up there and spoke, and it was all about herself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. These women, and then you had Tlaib that stepped into the pile of it, too, there. You know, they really all need to be censured, all of them, because they really get nasty. I was listening to whoever it was the chairperson up there. I believe it was a woman. That was banging the gavel, telling them, all right, your time has expired. But, I mean, they just push everything to the gamut.
Yes, they do.
So, got to vote these people out, folks. Got to figure out a way to do it and say, hey, what have you done for me lately? I'll bet it's not much.
Well, I mean, you know, the people vote for them in that district. What are you going to do?
Point out how bad they really are and what they don't bring back that they continue to.
Yeah, but does it really matter?
Well, hopefully it will. Somebody's got to wake up sometime. And when the golden goose that laid the golden egg disappears, then you would think they'll react accordingly. Okay, hold that thought. All right, Denise Simon, Founders Code, and I will be back with more right after the top of the hour news and all that great stuff. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
For another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.